Happy Tuesday. Today is a beautiful August day. Oh my goodness, the kids go back to school for me this week. I don't know about yours if you have kids, but kind of gets everything all upsets the apple cart of summer, as it were. I have a friend who's writing a book where he talks about celebrity birthdays in a really unique way. So he talks about star signs and what they mean for each given celebrity. So I had a whim to say happy birthday today, so I'm going to say happy birthday to DeMarcus Cousins, who's turning 28. He's a basketball player. Annie Oakley, she lived from 1860 to 1926. And then there's a whole bunch of YouTube stars whose birthdays it is, who I've never heard of. Alfred Hitchcock's birthday was today. He passed in 1980, so happy birthday. Piper Reese, a YouTube star. Tweezy, a music producer. So, two birthday today, happy birthday. I guess for me, I really am grateful that I have one more day to breathe and to live and to be. And I think sometimes we forget to just be in awe of living, just be in awe of having life, of having a breath, of having life force. And, you know, a lot of people work on being bigger, being more, being richer, being looking good in their jeans, having a nicer patootie. So even while you are seeking that sense of perfection that is a life force, a desire pouring through you, have an awareness for your perfection as you are right now. Yeah, I know, it's kind of counterintuitive, right? So when you clear away the fuzz and the horrible accusations that people threw at you, the times when people didn't perceive you correctly, the times when you were crooked in your dealings, the times when you were sad and couldn't be, I remember, oh gosh, there was this one time when I was 17. Oh my gosh. I can still feel the sadness of that girl now. I can, it like permeates her being with, she was so sad. No one saw her beauty at all. It was a very difficult time. And I'm kind of talking about it like it's not me, because it was such a different time, such a different being. And she turned to horses for loving, kind rapport when all the people in her life were unavailable emotionally, I think, the right way to put it. So, yeah, everyone she knew, I think, was pretty much, her parents were emotionally unavailable, her brother was emotionally unavailable. They were all going through their own stuff. 17 was a really challenging year. And I'm just going to send that, Erica, some love and awareness that it gets better. Definitely. Oh my gosh, my kids are so much different than I was. It's so fun to see them progress. They're so different than I was. I love it. So when you do go through a time that's kind of difficult or bumpy, know that you can lift up and reach out and find appreciation. And appreciation will shift things. It takes a little time. Maybe you, if you're going through depression, I recommend you get help. So if you're scared to reach and ask for help, there are those people who can help you. There are people who are dedicated to helping people who are going through a difficult time. And you can ferret them out when you look. So don't sit alone if you're in misery. Reach out and see if you can't get some help. There you go. Meanwhile, today, my challenge to you is to find 10 beautiful things. As I'm recording this, I'm looking at some exceptionally beautiful pink blossoms that just blossomed. And my understanding is they don't stay blossomed for too long, and they're quite beautiful. And so I'm looking at that, I'm just so joyful. I want to, maybe I'll take some pictures of them because they're really glorious. It's a pink tree. I mean, it's a green tree, but it's got gobs of beautiful pink blossoms. And I know they won't stay blossomed forever, so I'm just in this awe of them right now. And my challenge to you is to find some things you can be in awe of. Find some beauty. Find beauty in something in yourself. Find beauty in some part of you. Yeah. And in that appreciation, as we appreciate everything we've gone through, everything we've been through, the difficult times, challenging times, as we appreciate what we have, yeah, we're able to clear out that who we are not. And basically, the way that I see it, and I could be over critical of myself, I usually am, whole fake lives are built around fake perceptions. So if you didn't think you're beautiful, you might have built a whole fake life around that. You might have to get rid of that. There might be a lot of things you have to get rid of once you start seeing how beautiful you truly are. Once you start being in the race car or the, you know, the fast car, maybe riding the fast horse, or maybe once you start wearing the clothing that you like the best, or once you start, you know, I like to go fast, maybe you like to go slow. Once you start to get to know that part of you that is you, that's truly you, you're going to let go of a bunch of fake stuff. And it's really interesting. I must say it's a fascinating journey. Because as you get in tune with that true you, which could be wild, you might have a side of you that really people do not know and do not get because you have never shown it to them, right? You've been hiding. Have you been hiding? Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Oh my gosh. I was driving yesterday. I have a big SUV. And I got it really because of my kids. And I sat there in it and I was like, dang, this is not my energy at all. Like, I like it because it's big. I love being above everybody else. But it's not me. My energy is like a race car. It's a little race car. My brain's a race car brain for sure. So I was like, oh my gosh, knowing what I do now, how quickly can I change into the me I know I am, letting go and shedding those skins of the you that you aren't? And when you wake up and you have this awareness that you are completely different than the life that you built, it's a flipping crazy awareness. It's crazy because you can no longer do all the things you did to keep that old life, you know, afloat, keep that misery afloat, keep all that pain afloat, like, keep that negative self-percept all engaged. You can't have that anymore. Once you start having unconditional self-love, you can't be that person you were. You will be different. Your whole life will change. I swear to God, if you take the time to give yourself unconditional self-love every single day, and you start getting to know that what makes you sing, that which makes you turned on, and then you turn that up and keep turning that up, you will not be recognized by those people who saw the fake life. And anyone who tries to put you back in your place or tries to put you back into a fake life, you just kind of smile knowingly because you know what? You know your truth. You do. You know what you love. You know what makes you happy. You know what turns you on. And I'm talking everywhere what turns you on. I mean it. So today, go look and find some beautiful things and really see if you can't be in awe of beauty. And I'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. This is Erica Glessing, Energy Clearing for Life course. You can go to my website, Energy Clearing for Life. I've got some more classes coming up. I'll have some September classes coming up pretty soon.